A fourth day of searching for the missing plane in or near Katmai National Park and Preserve hasn't turned up any sign of the aircraft. The plane carrying three National Park Service employees was reported missing Saturday when it failed to show up in King Salmon. 10 helicopters and planes have been combing over the search area. National Park Service spokesman John Quinley says the plan today was to go over some terrain that hadn't been looked at before and revisit some areas.
Some of the areas that were covered early in the search, the weather was fairly cloudy. There's places that we'd like to look more closely, for instance, with a helicopter versus a fixed wing. So it's just sort of adding to our confidence level that we have gotten a good look at more and more areas. And we're just hopeful that one of those looks, whether the first time or a second or third time, will turn something up.
The plane was leaving Swick Shack Lagoon in Katmai National Park en route to King Salmon. It was piloted by Marco Aleto and operated by Branch River Air Service. The Park Service employees were two brothers, Neil and Seth Spradlin, and Mason McLeod. Quinley says it's difficult to have so little to go on after several days.
It's becoming quite frustrating. I mean, we had hoped very much to bring this to a quick and successful conclusion, and we're now in day four, and that is a stressful situation for everyone involved, most especially for the families of those who remain missing.
Quinley says they will continue flying until 10 p.m. tonight. There's no decision yet on when the search will be stopped or scaled back.